accusing them of war crimes, saying it's shameful. Secretary of State Blinken, he says the Biden administration may be open to sanctions targeting ICC officials. Pleading not guilty with others accused of an effort to overturn Donald Trump's 2020 election loss in Arizona, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Airlines for America has launched a campaign urging the DOT and the FAA to address the nation's air traffic controller shortage. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One person has died and another suffered serious injuries after a UTV crash that happened in Lafayette County. Officials responded around 7:30 p.m. Sunday night to County Highway F north of County Highway G. Officials determined the UTV driver lost control, drove off the road, and went into an embankment. One of the riders, a 40-year-old New Glarus man, was taken to Memorial Hospital in Lafayette County. He was pronounced dead at the hospital from the injuries he suffered in the crash. That man was identified as Dustin Matsky. A UW MedFlight took the other rider, a 44-year-old New Glarus resident, to the UW hospital. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 78. With more rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow night and Friday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
99.7.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Halfway through another work week, hopefully the electricity has been restored, basements are dry, and everybody is safe. Those storms last night, boy, they decided that they were going to come through with a little bit of power, and they certainly did. Today, though, much better weather. We like this. Mostly sunny, a little breezy, 72 for a high. I'm Maddie Jones. Here's Gary Newman.
Max FM.
We are young, hearted to heart, we stand. No promises, no demands. Love is a battle.
Oh,
Love is a battlefield. There is Pat Benatar, a good one this morning. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Let's face it, Pat Benatar is good any old time of the day. Thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a great start to your Wednesday. I don't know if you heard this big news out of Hollywood yesterday, but there is now a criminal investigation into Matthew Perry's death last October. He died primarily from high levels of ketamine, which is used to help with depression, anxiety, PTSD, drug and alcohol problems, chronic pain, and more. We know he actually suffered from many of those illnesses that we just mentioned. He'd actually been undergoing ketamine infusion therapy, but the amount found in his system was too much to have been from just that. So the LAPD and the Drug Enforcement Agency are trying to determine where he got it, and they're being aided by the post office, interestingly enough, because if Perry got those drugs through the mail, they should be able to track who sent it to him. So there you go. A little multi-agency investigation, and maybe they'll get some more answers. I think that would be some great closure for anybody who is close to him. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Well, this is a much easier forecast to talk about than yesterday. Lots of sunshine today, a little breezy with a high near 72, clear down to 52 tonight. Tomorrow going to be another gorgeous day with lots of sun, a high near 78. We could see some more rain and some thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. Right now, it's 58.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Big Deals! One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Shoot!
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. MTV DJ Martha Quinn once described this as one of the funkiest songs ever. We're going back to 1985 right now with Sly Fox. Let's go all the way on Max FM.
Presidential party, no one wants to dance. Looking for a new star to put you in the trash. Let's go all the way.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
She was more like
Billie Jean, there is Michael Jackson. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Now, if you're a parent, you know how expensive it is to have kids in the United States. But Tennessee is offering a little relief. In fact, their Medicaid program is going to start covering 100 diapers a month for newborns, infants, and one-year-olds. According to the National Diaper Bank Network, 92% of the families receiving diapers in Tennessee are working and are still unable to afford enough of them. Tennessee is actually the first state in the country to help families with free diapers. Got to keep those little tushies covered because you never quite know what's going to come out of them. So it's good that the state of Tennessee is willing to help out. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. It's going to be beautiful today. Much better weather than what we saw yesterday. In fact, perfect if you want to head down to Farmer's Market. They're going to be set up in Oak Street a little later on this morning. Sean Cable's going to tell you what you can expect over the next couple of days. We'll also have a look at sports here on Max FM.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's the Max FM Community Calendar. Memorial Day weekend will be busy around the area. In Reedsburg, there's an American Legion Bratstand that's going to be at Viking BP. That'll be on Saturday, May 25th from 10 a.m. until 2. Stop in for a delicious meal and help raise some money for our veterans. You can learn more at facebook.com/post350Reedsburg. And then there's a couple of chicken dinners around the area on that Sunday, May 26th. Come celebrate the beginning of summer at the Pioneer Village outside of Reedsburg on Highway 23. From 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., they'll have a delicious chicken barbecue and also explore the history of the communities there at the Pioneer Village. Great lesson on history for children and adults alike. More details can be found at rahspv.com. And then also on that same Sunday, the Sauk Prairie VFW Post 7694 is going to be hosting their Chick-Nick Barbecue Chicken Dinner. That's going to be from 11 a.m. until sold out, $15 for the dinner. This is all happening at Veterans Memorial Park. Again, that is Sunday, May 26th. And then on Memorial Day, head to Laval for the American Legion Chicken Dinner, following an 11 a.m. Memorial Day ceremony at the Laval Honor Roll Memorial at 300 Union Street. Chicken dinners will be served at Legion Post 242's Clubhouse. And that's at 116th West Main Street in Laval.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Christian Yelich sliced a two-run triple and Willie Adames doubled home an insurance run to lead the Brewers to a 7-5 win over the Miami Marlins. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Series tied 1-1 with a rubber game in that series tonight. Unlike a number of other players around the NFL, Packers quarterback Jordan Love is taking part in OTA workouts even though he hasn't signed an extension with the team. He told reporters on Tuesday he is not sure if he'll play out the year on his current deal, which would pay him $11 million. Two Packers, Tucker Kraft and Zach Tom, dealing with pectoral injuries and won't be ready until the start of training camp. Kraft became a factor at tight end last season, while Tom started every game at right tackle. NBA Conference Finals underway. The Boston Celtics knocked off Indiana 133-128 in overtime to capture Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Jason Tatum led the way with 36 points and 12 rebounds. Game 2 is Thursday in Boston. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 78 with more rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow night and Friday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56. 99.7.
your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance. Everything's out of control. Oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. Oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance, or we can dance. Everybody's taking the chance. It's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life in mind. As long as we abuse it, never gonna. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. But we can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody's making a chance. Will it save the dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. Will it save the dance? Will it save the dance? Yes, it's safe to dance. Will it save the dance? Yeah. Will it save the dance? It's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Tonight, 8 o'clock, join Tony Lorino for Throwback Nation Radio, another edition of Concert or Cash. You can see Def Leppard and Journey live on stage or take the $500. You can only get details with Tony Lorino here on Max FM. Either way, that's not a bad offer. Here's Toto, Hold the Line.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Now I'm hoping, of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren Catherine Manitou, Betty Davis, we love you. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
Madonna, there is Vogue, Strike a Pose, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. You just got to be careful striking a pose early in the morning, especially if you have a hot cup of coffee in your hand. Checking out your forecast right now, mostly sunny and breezy today, 72 for a high, clear down to 52 tonight, much better weather than what we had yesterday. And then tomorrow, sunny with a high near 78. We have a chance for more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night and Friday. Right now, it's 58. Coming up this morning on Max FM, things that we do in motel rooms that we would never consider doing at home. It's an interesting list. We'll talk about that. Plus, the big question, would men actually consider taking a penny from the urinal? 1 cent, that's all it is. Would they actually dive in there? We'll go into that this morning as well. And a stamp that smells like fresh baked bread, not a bad way to send a letter. We've got all the details. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up this morning as well. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. ABC News and local news around 7 o'clock. Sports later this morning, plus all the music you need to start this Wednesday. It's all coming up on 99.7 Max FM.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
Blast off. As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
singer in a smoky room. A smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on.
Let it, and you won't get to my line. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Chuck Severson. Testimony is finished in the hush money criminal trial of former President Trump. Closing arguments expected a week from today. After today's session in the hallway, calling the case political, the defendant.
I'm gagged. I'm not allowed to say what I'd like to really say, because you'd be very impressed. But I'm gagged, so why would I take the chance?
Jurors will likely begin deliberations next week. Calling the move by the International Criminal Court to seek arrest warrants for top Israeli leaders, accusing them of war crimes, saying it's shameful. Secretary of State Blinken, he says the Biden administration may be open to sanctions targeting ICC officials. Pleading not guilty with others accused of an effort to overturn Donald Trump's 2020 election loss in Arizona, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Airlines for America has launched a campaign urging the DOT and the FAA to address the nation's air traffic controller shortage. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One person has died and another suffered serious injuries after a UTV crash that happened in Lafayette County. Officials responded around 7:30 p.m. Sunday night to County Highway F north of County Highway G. Officials determined the UTV driver lost control, drove off the